Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
By the early 20th century, the lumber barons were still king of northern Minnesota. Their logging operations fed the mills downriver, who in turn tried to satisfy an industrializing nation's appetite for lumber. In 1903, Mary Gibbs was made superintendent of Itasca State Park, situated at the Mississippi headwaters and in prime timber country. At that time, Gibbs was the only woman appointed to park superintendent in the nation, and she was only 24. April of that year, the local lumber company started flooding the park's pine woods with a dam it had built across a river. Gibbs told them to cut it out. The flooding would kill the park's trees. The lumber company not only said it wouldn't open the dam gates, but that if Mary Gibbs touched the lever to open them, she would get shot. Gibbs touched the lever. Eventually, the lumber company gave in and released the water, saving the Itasca State Park trees.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.